Gomez. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The inmates are running the asylum. Everybody at Gas Digital is out on a Jamaican excursion.
Bastards suck, baby.
That's what Lewis is saying to one of the help right now.
Yeah.
So it's me, your other boy.
Just looking at his dick.
This is going to be a really fun one. And yes, you're right. I have not changed my clothes all week. These are not pre-taped.
We live
disgusting.
Here now.
We're joined by 2-1. It's me and it's Chris. You guys know Chris from Notes of a Goon and High Society Radio. And, you know, the guy that hosts the show with me.
Yeah. Whenever Lewis isn't here.
And he's just, you know, awesome. One of my buddies.
Yeah, he saw my cock. It's Gangfest.
Yeah,
it's
perfect.
Fine. Yeah.
You saw it. It was nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good cock.
We're joined by 2 wonderful gentlemen who I bet.
2 of my favorite guys, actually.
I was going to say, but I bet have nice cocks.
Pretty good cock. How's your cock? I say to you because you're less fat than him.
Okay. It's skinny, but if it's not too cold, it hangs pretty good.
If you were going to build a sports entertainer from the ground up, would it be your cock?
Probably.
Okay.
Excellent.
That's what people say about your brother. I know he hates that.
No, I don't. No. My brother's got a nice cock.
Really?
He used to walk around.
Is it bigger than Batista's?
How would I know what Batista...
I figure maybe your brother told you.
Isn't that legend? Batista's got a hammer?
Like the hugest
He's
cock.
He's got to. I mean, you would think.
Yeah. This has got to be the worst thing for Nathan Orton in a room with 3 wrestling dorks. And he hates wrestling.
I heard Batista's got the biggest wrestling dork.
Yeah.
And our other guest, Andy Malafarita. How you doing today, buddy?
Good, man. I got an okay cock. Like, when it's soft, nothing special.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had complaints.
Dude, you look like you got like a good, solid, like working class Chicago cock.
Yeah, it's not like it's not short, but it's not overly long, but it's apparently pretty like girthy.
Okay.
So it like hugs the walls pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah, so nice. I definitely
your dick looks like it's been staying up all night drinking coffee solving a murder.
Yeah, yeah. Or I got
it's
like
got 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, yeah. I got Mexican day worker dick where it's like short but still pudgy.
Yeah. It gets real dark in the summer.
Yeah. Some Irish guys pick me up at Home Depot to fuck.
Your cock could really shuck like 24 clams.
That was my cock in that video with the watermelon going real fast.
Oh, this is going to be a fun one. What a wonderful day it is to be on the Real Ass Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Let's get plugs out of the way. Andy Malafarina, what do you want people to get eyes on?
Check out my podcast, Panties in the Mouth. Just go on any podcast app, search Panties in the Mouth. New episodes out every Thursday. And if you end up liking it, patreon.com/PITM for $1, $2 a month. You can get the fuck in there. And also, most Sunday nights, go to twitch.tv/AndyMalafarina. I Twitch stream. I've been playing Persona 5 recently. So if you like that horny anime mess, get the fuck over there.
Nice.
Mr. Orton, what do you got to plug, my friend?
I'll be at Caroline's Tuesday, February 15th, headlining Breakout Artist Series, so I'm excited about that.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, hoping to pack that bitch out so that they bring me back. It'd be great.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler opening?
No.
Mick Foley dropping into a guestie?
Of course, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, and please go check out, if you're in the New York area, fucking Nathan's funny as hell. This is a really big deal for him. Please go support him.
On a Tuesday? What are you doing?
Yeah,
what time is it?
It's 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Caroline's
just
on Broadway.
You just finished fucking dinner in that fucking neighborhood?
Yeah.
You got to wash the taste of bubblegum shrimp out of your mouth? Go see fucking Nathan Orton.
Yeah, and you get out early, too. It's not a late show, so, you know, it's not going to fuck up your week.
Very funny, dude.
There's really no reason not to go.
Yeah.
Mr. Faga, what do you want to plug?
Notes of a Goon, High Society Radio. Right here on Gas Digital, at Chris from BKLYN, Twitter and Instagram. And I have a Rizzle account because they made me at Catalyst Wrestling. It's also Chris from BKLYN. And I'll be with Justin Silver in Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection the 12th, 13th, and 15th of February. Oh, no, 14th. It is the 14th. It's not contrary to his. So if you're in Rhode Island, see me and Justin on Valentine's Day. I'm going to be doing body shots off of his abs. That's going to be our closer together.
Stop that tackle.
Oh, Yeah, come through to that and then go see Nathan Orton in Carolines.
Hell yeah, guys. Same for me. Twitter, ZA Spook Show. Instagram, Zach is not funny. Rizzle, Zach is not funny.
You got it too? You switched it? Yeah. We had to sign up for some app called Rizzle so that Catalyst Wrestling could pay us finally.
And, you know, I got my other shows here on the network. Zach Mio's Midnight Spook Show, Bye Guys, and Catalyst Wrestling. I got a cartoon coming out. Should be very, very fun. And I got a bunch of dates with Lewis coming up. I know we're going to be at Mohegan Sun. We're going to be at Hyenas in Dallas and Fort Worth. And a bunch of other fun stuff. Please check out lewisofskanks.com for all of Lewis's dates. And, hey, if you like the show, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP for 7-day free trial of not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the network. Rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, on Stitcher, on YouTube. Leave a nice comment. Let me know you love me. And you guys are just the best. Thank you for listening. So, Andy, you had something, you had a video that I have not seen.
Oh, yeah.
That I want to see. Tell us about it. And Natalie in the booth, if you could try and find it while he's describing it.
I don't want to, I mean, I probably can't overhype it because the video is insane, but it's basically this, it's like local news and the lady, because almost a week ago that we had like the snow, like the real bad snow overnight and whatever. So they're talking about that, talking like the roads are slick. We have to be actually out there to let you fucking know. You know what I mean? And she's standing there and she's telling them about it. They go to the studio and then in the middle of talking, she just gets hit by a van and it's not even like. And like that you think is the craziest part. It's how they react to like her getting hit by a van. That's just fucking psychotic. Cause you see the guy in the studio at most just goes like, Oh, are you okay, Tina?
Wait, did he see her? Because a lot of times you can't see, if you're in a studio, you're just hearing the person in your ear. You can't actually see them and you're looking at a hard cam.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Is that what it is? Or did they actually see her?
You know, maybe that's what it is. Cause that dude reacted like a sociopath.
Really?
That makes more sense if he could never see her the whole time.
Yeah, but don't you kind of have to be emotionless to get that job?
Newsreader?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's the whole reason you get that job is because you're calm no matter what, and you're not going to flip out.
Yeah. Okay, here, yeah, this is it. This
the
is
quality
it.
Is not good.
To be honest, I think we need more like fat black women newsreaders. I think that'd be a lot better.
Oh, Lord, we bombing Syria!
Oh, dude, no.
Tonight with the weather.
Dude, they ain't even dropping milk in Syria. There's bombs in that bitch. There's a whole bowl of Syrians. They dead.
Tonight with the weather, Yamanika Saunders. Oh, Lord, the storms are coming. The clouds, they ain't brewing. All right, let's hear it.
Experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this. Water main breaks.
But, like, just listen to her commitment to the job.
Okay, I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay. I'm okay.
TV, Jory.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Well, that's on you.
Well, no, here's the thing. She is actively telling him she's been hit by a car.
Wait, can you go back?
You know what?
It's also, what a drunken whore.
Yeah.
I got hit by a car like this.
By the way, what if as they hit her, the van yelled, "Fuck her in the pussy"?
He's fucking back! He's back!
All right, let's see this chick get rolled.
She just yells, "Baba Booey."
Dude, it's just.
Certain rules, Baba Booey.
Oh, yeah, after the segment, they look, they're like, oh, shit, it's Whipping Out Wednesday. We didn't even know.
It looks like she hit the camera.
They pulled her tits out of the car, pulled her shirt over her head.
No, it's just like the whole time she's being like overly accommodating white lady where it's like, no, oh, that's just my bone. Don't worry. This happens.
Let's hear it.
We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's
he
all
doesn't
good.
Beat me.
I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that. Okay. Yeah. You're okay. You're okay. We're all good.
I think you're right. He is a sociopath.
You know what?
He looks annoyed with her.
One you sure you're man. Okay, Troy?
We're good, Tim.
Dude, she's just too committed to this job that probably pays her like 30 grand a year.
Dude, yeah, what market is this? It's Ohio?
Dunbar, West Virginia.
I'm on the job, and I think this would happen.
Okay, I would like to say, I want to drink with this woman.
Dude.
Oh, right?
She's fucking hot.
A, I guarantee you, beautiful under all that.
I guarantee a good set of titties under there.
Yeah.
Great. And
that's what absorbed the shock of the car.
I would say this chick is a party to be around.
Oh, yeah.
If you take, if you get hit by a car and you go, is there, I got hit by a car in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, she walks out. She's like, we're doing hammer shots. It's like, what's that? Well, you take a shot and you hit me with a fucking hammer. Like,
hell
she's
yeah. Just, I don't even feel pain, dude.
She's like, here's my party trick. Shoot me in the face.
I love this woman.
Yeah.
Almost as much as I love. Natalie, can you bring up my new internet crush?
Oh, I want to know about this.
That I was talking about outside. So, no shame here. No big secret. Fan of the thicker ladies.
What state was it again?
West Virginia.
Oh.
Can I throw this out there? Aren't you a fan of, like, the bigger ladies for home life, for snuggling?
Yeah.
But then you like the smaller ladies for hurting your penis.
Yes, very much so. Well, this is
that, am I talking? I'm sorry if I'm talking out of school.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine. That's no knowledge.
Okay.
I like the tiny dominatrixes.
Okay.
So if somebody...
We're getting like dollar bills stapled to you?
Yeah.
You like the little gals?
Somebody showed me the weather girl in West Virginia. Natalie, did you find her?
Oh, thick girl. I think you tweeted about her.
Yeah, I was tweeting about her.
Because I could tell you were serious, because like, your tweets were just very like...
vulgar.
I'm out here thinking the pea soup.
I'm just
What's
reading
her name?
Whoa.
Mrs. Sorry, hold Amico? On.
Mrs. Amico the second? So she's the
Kayla
weather...
Smith.
Kayla Smith. People have been sending me gifts of this chick all week.
Some fat titties.
Because I said that she was going to have a... a warm, 2 to 3 inches in her warm front. dude, if you can find more of her or a clip of her, this chick, and you just saw the front, this chick is a brick fucking house, and really? There are people onto it.
Yeah, she looks sturdy.
How bad are we at the news when we're just like talking about this chick where it's just like in Mexico, it's just some fucking smoke show. Every fucking affiliate.
Oh, yeah, that Yannette something or
it's
other.
It's not just her, though.
But, yeah, she's, like, the most famous, like...
Oh, yeah,
like,
Yvette Garcia or something?
Yeah, she's, like, the most famous Spanish newscaster, but they're all... And they're real, like, clever about it, too, where they're not...
Oh Jesus. Yeah, that one's for Papa. But she looks like Chubby Topanga.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
Looking at our current Look at and by the way, not a big weight. Look at the belt cinch. That is all ass, hips, and tits.
This is last call, best case scenario.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because good luck getting her drunk. That's an old Nick DiPaolo joke. trying to get a fat girl drunk at a bar.
To be fair, though, good defense for if she pulls back consent afterwards.
Yeah.
Dude, because that just hits, like, your primal urges, too, because you just got, like, big, massive milkers and then the fucking fat ass that just
She's
fall
like
asleep
the girls
in.
That they would draw for Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, yeah.
That are all ass and tits.
Oh, okay.
Do you think about this great joke that when you get to try and get a fat girl drunk at a bar, she's doing shots and then she passes out and then just sits up like Jason? Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. You're the best. Let's do some stories.
I love this guy. Like, what's hold on. The- I love that guy creeping sitting next to her. Like, while she's reading. Could go back.
Yeah.
Go.
Let's. Oh, hey, how you doing?
This guy's like, I guarantee you she introduced herself to this old man. And he.
This looks like student professor porn.
So, everybody, so my friend Susie has big fat titties, right, in high school.
And, looks like Professor X.
Big fat Pollock titties, right? Nice, very nice. And she came out of my bathroom once. My dad didn't know she was in there. And she goes, hi, I'm Susie. And he goes, I fucking bet you are. And I guarantee that's what that guy said to her. I guarantee that's what that guy said to that lady on her job interview.
What does that mean? That's just a full ball statement. Goddamn right it does, sweetie.
I fucking bet you are. This wasn't illegal when I was a kid. Yeah.
Dude, Chris's dad has my favorite quote.
Oh. So, yeah, my
this
dad,
makes me laugh so hard.
My dad in his... My dad got his learner's permit in his 60s, his late 60s. And I go, how come you never got a... We had a car when I was a kid. He always drove. And I asked him once, I go, how come you never got your license? He just looked at me dead in my face and goes, they didn't used to bust your chops for that shit.
That's amazing.
That's why he
Chris
never...
Goes, he goes, well, you drove us around all the time when we were kids. Yeah they used to bust your balls over that.
They used to bust your balls over that.
I don't know. I get that. Every time I have to go in for, like, to re-up my license, I was like... I have the same energy. I'm like, what? I didn't fucking forget.
Yeah, my dad was born in like 1930s. He was like old as shit. He didn't know his birthday. I was just talking to my brother about this. I asked him once, and I go, oh, it's your birthday. He goes, He goes, no, it's not. It's just like, because I had to fill out all his medical paperwork when he was older. I was like, oh, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. He goes, not my fucking actual birthday. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I guess his mother just gave birth in the fucking house, and eventually they found out that they had had a kid, and that's just what they put on the fucking paperwork in fucking Brooklyn.
Was he born in, like, a wicker basket?
No, like 1930 in Flatbush till fucking, you know, zip fucking, fucking couple wops fucking shot out a fucking anchor baby. What are you going to do? Like, Nathan is like, I'm trying to have a career. I'm going to say nothing.
Is your dad still alive?
No, he passed away
I'm sorry.
A while ago.
Because you said 1930. I'm like, that's 91?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, man. Chris is the best possible scenario of old cum.
Oh, yeah. Because and my mom drank when she was pregnant with me.
Maybe they canceled each other out.
Yeah, the booze woke up the cum.
Yeah, because I have this theory about old cum. Tell me what you guys think. Do you ever meet somebody and you're like, you just know their parents are like elderly? Like when you meet a kid who's like 22, he's like, my back hurts. I need a seat on the subway.
No.
Yeah. Like,
Rebecca, how old's your dad?
64.
How old are you?
A lady never says.
You're under 30.
That's some old bitch shit. That's, a lady never says is I'm old.
I'm as young as you think I am, sure.
I would say 24.
I think, you know what? Yeah, I think she's just old fashioned. That's a very old cummy thing.
But also not necessarily old cum.
No.
More like 40s.
I agree. Yeah.
Throws your theory.
The old cum theory, because like my brother's 8 years older than me, so I'm like 8 years deteriorated balls.
Yeah.
Like it's definitely true.
Well, plus those were like ball shots behind the referee's back. That's what they do some damage.
That's what they do, put their hand up in front of their balls.
They say you weren't a tough guy unless you took a ball first, you know? Fuck. Yeah, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. You just meet a kid who's like an old man in a young man's body, and then it's always just you have old fucking parents.
The logic makes sense, because it's like if you were a kid and you were like, my back hurts, and you had old parents, you're like, mine too. And then they start bonding, and then it like co-signs that. But if you had young parents, he'd be like, ah, shut up, you're young, shut up.
Natalie, did you have something to say?
I was going
to
say I have a friend with old parents in it, and now saying that, it explains a lot.
Right? There's something weird, and they're always weird. There's something odd about the... And I know you have a certain chance better of getting a
down
autism.
Yeah.
A funny boy.
It's true.
What we call in the business a writer. Not so much a performer. Old cum is just, there's something, and it's not always old mom. It's old dad.
They say
a dusty kid.
No, yeah, your cum loses potency, and like after I think 40,
tastes different too.
Yeah, it's real. It was dry aged.
Yeah, the marbling loses the marbling. All right,
I think the dad versus mom thing is a thing too, because you could have a mom at any age if they're still like hot.
Yeah,
I think they still have younger energy. Because, like, my wife's, like, 36, but she looks like she just turned 19, and she doesn't act like someone who's, you know, closer to 40 now.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
Hey, gang, you like getting high? So do I. That's why you got to go to YoDelta.com today and stock up on their vapes and gummies. You guys know what Delta 8 is, right? It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped. It's great. It's available in a ton of states. If you live in one of those and you're over the age of 21, head on over to our friends at Yo Delta. They sent me vapes. They sent me gummies. They work and I love them. I will tell you, though, these are real and they should be taken responsibly. And here's a great deal because they are our official sponsor at Gas Digital Network. If you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys. Yo Delta. Promo code GAS for 25% off the best Yo Delta, Delta 8 vapes and gummies. Check them out today. Chris, did I ever tell you about my dad's old boss who got the penile implant?
No. Was it one of the pump-up ones?
Oh, nice. A guy my dad worked for back in the 90s owned a ferry company. And he was I almost said the name of it, but I think his family would want this out. And he was an old, old man. He, like, when I was a kid, he was old. He was like Mr. Burns old. and he had hot young wives. He always had hot pieces of pussy with him. And I found, my dad told me later when I was an adult that he had the, I guess they make a different version now, but this was like the prototype penile implant. And it was a tube of like saline. And it went across your dick. And then he had a pump on either side of his pelvis. Like a Nike.
Okay.
And he could pump his dick up on one side by pressing on like his pubic area on one side, and it would pump up. And then when he wanted to be done fucking, he had a release pump.
Wow.
So I'd imagine it wasn't a great hard-on.
I'll be honest, though. If that worked well and you had a good hard-on, I think better than a Viagra.
Yeah?
Because you can go for as long as you want. You can come and still
I don't know if that's going to be a good hard-on or it's just your soft dick.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it is a quality hard-on.
Because doesn't it...
As we all know, the fine people at Blue Chew provide a great hard-on.
I don't think it fills your dick. I think it just stretches it to its capacity, but it's probably not full of blood.
It's all rubbery and...
Yeah.
It gives you the length.
I imagine he would still need assistance.
It's like a fake titty. Like a fake titty. Saline, right?
Yeah, but it's still like, I don't think it would be as like...
It still fills the same vet, like, I mean...
Tumultuous.
You should use Nickelodeon GAC instead of saline.
Dude, I would love a hot boner button.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just to press a button, get hard?
Yeah, just
no thinking about it.
Yeah, see, I would need a compressor in it. I don't want to pump it up myself. Well, that's ridiculous.
Here's my thing. I'm an addict. I would want to chase the dragon, and I think I would overpump. I would go, let's see.
You're also a sadist.
Yeah. I would go, let's see what this puppy could do, and I think I would pop my cock.
Oof. Yeah, I could see that.
Or I would be afraid of fucking and hitting it weird and it bursting like a
Oh, yeah, like you overfill your tires and you hit a rock or something. You're afraid they're going to pop.
I'm just fucking a pile of rocks.
Hey, her name is whatever that weather girl's name is.
My next wife. Blue Chew, yay or nay?
I've never done it.
I gotta say.
I've heard...
Not just because they're a sponsor.
Yeah.
It's great.
No, I've heard many, many great things. I've watched Friends when, like, someone was saying... He was, like, asking
that
for a Blue
Chew. Friends.
Yeah. No, he was asking for a
they
Blue Chew.
They gave it to Marcel the monkey.
My buddy
fucked Ross's mouth.
My buddy was asking my other friend for a Blue Chew, and my one friend was like, I don't have one. And, like, he was like, he just had this energy of, like, are you fucking holding out on me? And, like, the second I saw that, like fiending drug addict energy, I was like, those work. Those work real well.
Yeah, you ever tried?
I have not.
Any sort of thing?
No.
None of these things?
No.
How old are you?
34.
34, you've never tried one? I mean,
he asked for a kombucha today, dude. He's healthy as hell.
I think I'm fucking biased just because, like, my buddy's dad retired. I've told you this. My buddy's dad retired from Pfizer when right after Viagra came out, and he stole so many Viagras. Like, I had thousands of Viagras in my house when I was like 19, and like, you're just sitting there with them, and just like, how many are you gonna sell to old people? My dad, dude, my dad's poker buddy started calling the house. They'd be like, they were just like, hey,
P-O-K-E-H-E-R.
They'd be like, hey, Chris. And I'd be like, Charlie. I'm like, hey, you know, I thought he was with you. And they'd be like, no, I'm calling to talk to you. So your dad said you had a bunch of those, the new Viagras. And I go, yeah. He's like, well, so did they work? And I go, 100%. I mean, I really am not the judge. I'm a 24-year-old. But like, I've got a... I'm going to drive over now. I'm going to tell the guys I'm going to go get some food, and I'll be by in about 25 minutes. And all of his buddies would buy Viagras off me while they would, like, leave the card game and come to the house and buy Viagras.
Each one would get up. I'm going to go get food at a place
now. I'm
going to
go get a couple of hoagies.
They always come back rock hard.
That'd be funny, too, if the cops scoot you up for selling drugs, and then they realize it's, like,
just
fucking Viagra.
Old,
you're like,
old man, I'm
going to have to confiscate.
They're like,
those.
This is too fucking weird. You're good, dude. Get out of here.
I thought I was supposed to back the blue. My dad split a pack, a sample pack of Cialis with me.
Really?
His doctor gave it to him, but I was like, Yeah, I was like, you got to give me some
At
of
least
that.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I cannot officially say this because Blue Chew's a great sponsor. of the pro, of some of the programs. I don't think this one right now, but I think they sponsor Spook Show. hypothetically, I will bring you some. If I had some and that was fine and legal and you didn't need a prescription from an online facilitator,
yeah,
I would happily give you some.
Hell yeah.
Next time I see you.
Fuck or yeah. You can use the promo code GOON if they're not sponsoring this show.
Yeah.
You get a full month for free.
Are they, do you get hooked on them? Like, are you dependent on them?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't use them every time you're going
certainly
to perform.
Not. Yeah. Because
of anything. I mean,
if you're in a relationship that's a birthday, Valentine's Day situation, anniversary.
Yeah.
Where do you... Or if you're single, like yourself, any first and then I'd say third time.
Or like
you take the second time off.
Yeah.
Or you're like, going to get that second one.
If she's going to make you wear a condom a month in.
Yes. Then you're going to need.
Then, yeah, I would say it is time. And next time I see you, maybe I would never give you one.
Okay. And I would never accept it because that sounds illegal. But hypothetically, if I
They're
were to.
They're great.
Do they last long?
Enough. As long as you need.
Oh, okay, but like,
I mean, if you're already married, what are you trying to do?
Well, no, I'm just thinking about I'm trying to kill that poor lady.
You bust a nut and get hard again, and it's still the same pills working.
You have not only do you get a good one, your refractory period is cut drastically.
Oh, wow!
So you can.
See, when I was younger, I always had the problem with the too quick. So I used to just I always carried Percocets, which unhealthy. Wow. To just chew up a Percocet on the way home with a lady. I would more suggest using online pharmacy.
Yeah. It's not a great idea. I mean, sure, it's funny.
Sure, it was all the time. Whatever.
Sure. Your refractory period is greatly reduced to the point where you can kind of canoodle and do other things for a few minutes, and then you're back in business.
Oh, wow.
And I got to say, great product.
Nice.
I will, however... also recommend, and this is for a number of drugs, but for this one too,
more drugs.
I would pop. I would make sure you have a little bit of Afrin.
That's the nasal spray, right?
Because you can get a stuffy. You get a stuffy nose. Viagra too. There's something because with your like blood or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Some people get a stuffy, a very stuffy nose.
Interesting.
And so I would say if you're going to Blue Chew and you don't, yes, and. If you do Viagra or Blue Chew or something like that, because it's the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, I would say maybe have a little Afrin or some decongestant so that you're not on top of her going fucking her like a pug.
And you get the full depth of her pussy smell.
Of course.
Zach, well, only
the full bouquet.
Zach only uses his CPAP machine when he's fucking.
Dude, this is, I think I've told this before. This is fun. I have a big... big fat friend named Stuart, who's a homosexual gentleman.
Okay.
And he is what he describes as a narcissexual.
What's
he
that?
Only likes guys that look identical to him.
Oh, wow.
He goes to this thing called Bigger Vegas every year. And it is just a party for dudes. I would say I'm on the smaller side.
Oh, wow.
Like, I would be a cute petite thing at this
How
party.
How do you even get your dick in the butt?
I've seen photos.
That's a lot of cheek.
He's shown me sex videos that look like when you put stuffed animals in sex positions when you're a kid. And it'll be like four guys in a row.
Damn.
And he, where was I going with this?
I don't know.
Bigger Vegas. How did
Big
I start
Vegas.
This?
Something about fat guys fucking. Viagra.
God damn it. Afrin. I forgot where I was going.
Wait, I made a joke before that.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't remember.
Fuck, Natalie, what were we talking?
CPAP machine?
Yes, thank you. Oh, my God. So he's been to a large gentleman. Many times I've met up with him, and he's been with a guy where I'm like, God damn, that's a big boy. And we were hanging out one night.
Oh, Lord, he coming.
Oh, Lord, he coming. They're real chonkers.
Yeah.
And one night I heard him, he's on the phone, we were hanging out, and he's throwing dick at this guy on the phone. Come on, come over, just spend the night. It's okay. You know, it's just, it's no, there's no emotion, you know, there's no feelings here. We're just going to fuck. And the guy goes, well, I actually, you know, I can't really come over. I can't sleep without my CPAP. And Stuart goes, oh, that's fine. I have an attachment on mine for a second guy.
That's so romantic.
That is the most specific product for fat gay fucking.
There's never been...
I don't know who else it's for. Who else is that for? Just fat gay fuck
the
you.
The hose on his CPAP has a second attachment for the mask of the man sleeping directly next to him.
Shaped like a heart.
I really hope Big Vegas is the same weekend as Skankfest.
Well, so they have a BBW week and for chicks, and then the next week is dudes. And he sent me videos once. It was just all these enormous dudes in a pool and a security guard with a giant mag flashlight breaking up hand jobs and blowjobs. And if you want to see the most miserable security guards in the world, it's these dudes break. First of all, he sends me that. It's just a guy going, hey, oh, yo, man, stop. Oh, my man. Oh, my man. Oh, my man. He sent me another video of two fat guys.
Yo, a straight black guy.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
It's just him all
fat
like.
Fat gay convention. He's the funniest.
That's like his hell.
Oh,
come on.
I don't know
what come on.
Chase McGinn.
Come on.
Holy shit.
It's just him going, hey, knock it off. Ew. Hey.
I love ruffled potato chips. Next man.
Excuse me. Excuse me, sir. And then he sent me another video.
What the hell? This whole place smell like ranch. I don't fuck with that shit.
It was him and it was Stuart and another big fat guy taking their shirts off and rubbing their bellies together and kissing.
Nice.
And when you zoomed in on the video, there was an old black security guard in the back with his head in his hands. Like it was the day he was going to quit.
No, he's getting too old for this shit.
Yeah. I was watching man get too old for this shit in real time.
Dude, he's like, I'm 2 days away from retirement.
Darlene's going to college. Me and my wife got to go to cruise to the Bahamas. And then all these fat faggots show up.
Damn, dude. Yeah, you know, he's like, I'm retiring soon. I'm just going to do an easy job. He has to break up fat gay sex.
Yeah, he used to be a cop. And now he's like,
he's just trying to get a second pension.
Yeah, $15 an hour plus benefits.
I shouldn't be too crazy. I shouldn't run into too much gay sex, right?
I just got to put Chantel through school, then I'm phone free.
Big Vegas. Huh. That seems fine.
It must mean like bigger bets, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's about a lot of high rollers. Yeah. Might be real common there.
Yeah.
Big Vegas.
There's a high number
of
rolls.
Oh, my God.
And he said, the last picture he sent me, he goes, a gelato cart opened up next to the pool. They have no idea what they're in store for.
Dude, that's what they just call assholes, gelato cars.
Dude, he sent me a fucking video of the line for this gelato cart. He said they opened up at 9, and they didn't close till 5 in the morning to get the line off.
Dude, that's crazy. I just pictured the fucking slurm thing from Futurama just pumping gelato into the cart.
Dude, it was... I told... Because gay guys, like, when you let them loose...
They're like heroin addicts. They love ice cream.
When you let them loose, I told them one time he went to Bear Weekend, I was like, I want an idea of the amount of dudes here. Because it's a lot of, like, couples.
Yeah.
And, like there's a lot of, like, multi-people things. I was like, send me the bear emoji for every dude you're with in the week. Dude... Like,
it was just
every few hours, but like 2 or 3 at a time.
Jesus Christ.
He was running through them.
Well, I think like gay dudes probably get a different mindset because they don't have that, like, you know, you have that dude energy to like fuck the way like that. You don't have that like feminine energy to like calm you down. It's just another one of your boys being like, yeah, let's come a bunch.
It's true. I remember I was talking to this gay dude I knew, and he was just like, he was married. And he was just like, yeah, like, if I cheat on my husband, we don't talk about the fact that I fucked a dude. We talk about what emotionally made me not want to call him and have him join us. And I was like, that's the fucking greatest thing I've ever heard. If you can be that honest with a partner.
See, and it's like that little detail of not even like the fact that you did it. It's like the fact that you wouldn't invite me.
You didn't share that twink butt with me.
That makes it even more beautiful.
Yeah. Yo, you guys want to just fuck? Jesus.
Is there a trailer online for Bigger Vegas?
Oh, my God.
There has to be.
This is the true AlphaCon.
Yeah. There has to be a trailer. If you just search Bigger Vegas, there has to be some type of like tourism video.
And then also one for Little Vegas for the midget gay sex.
And thank you guys for letting the conversation go to here.
Bigger Vegas.
What can I say? I know what I love.
Is there just a Vegas for like?
I just picture it being like all the casinos but bounce houses in like a convention center. like they have like wait, exact
music.
Jesus.
Oh, dude!
Skinny guy.
Some twinks, yeah.
Yes, dude.
How is Badlands?
He just won some new record.
I saw.
Dude, like, they said at night, there's just a security guard running around with a mag telling dudes to stop sucking each other's dicks in the pool.
Dude, it's so funny watching dudes who look like me make out.
Dude, it's hilarious so every
funny.
Time.
It's so funny.
That guy just hates himself. That one guy who's like a medium fat, but kind of toned.
Dude, yeah. They didn't get enough B-roll because they keep going back to that one dude with the fucking... Did you see the gut close-up?
I hate to tell you, this is all B-roll.
I like that none of them shave the bat wings.
No. Dude, what a party.
That does look like a blast.
And by the way...
Dude, the travel mugs in Oakley's at a gay party is so funny.
Like, dude, I would walk around that shit like fucking Megan Fox.
Oh yeah,
dude, same.
I would clean up.
Yeah,
if we went together,
oh my god,
we'd be like the fucking Hilton twins.
I'll wear that shirt. What does it say? Like, why are you poor?
Or, some bitches party's here. Just me and you and Speedos.
We would fucking annihilate that party.
Vegas just getting 85 bear emoji texts.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Crushing it.
I haven't stopped coming, Chris. It's crazy here.
Dude, what the fuck?
Yo, dude, eat
Why were we even fucking chicks?
Oh, fucking Chris, dude. Have a sandwich. Get the fuck over here.
These guys got titties too. It's fine.
Dude, this is... Oh, I love... I would be the belle of the ball.
Is that Alex Jones? Oh, shit. This is hilarious.
It's the fact that so many of them have hats on, I think, is my favorite. I don't know why it's so
that's
funny.
That's Mike Figgs.
Dude, this looks so... I gotta say, I bet they're having a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a joy. What an absolute joy. I want to talk about this story. Florida teen tried to kill a man so he could play with his corpse. I know more about this story that might not be in the article yet.
What? Play with his corpse? How so? Sexually?
So this is the story I think it is. It's this guy in Florida was stalking a guy who was jogging past his house every day.
Hot.
Much like the Jeffrey Dahmer, My Friend Dahmer.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he is some type of mental, I don't want to say mentally deficient.
Okay.
But he's some type of Momo.
Yeah, some type of...
And I guess his dad died a few years ago. Yeah, his dad died a few years ago, and he has been a loner and not speaking to people. Yep, this is the guy I know.
Oh,
so I don't know if this is because it's timely and this is his alibi or whatever. He is saying that he is trying to blame the movie Scream.
The new one.
Scream 5?
The first Scream.
Mm.
That he had a sexual fantasy... By the way, this doesn't happen in Scream. to kidnap, kill, and fuck a jogger. None of which happens in Scream. But, so
wait,
no,
I was actually just watching B-roll of the Central Park 5 trial. Thought it was called Scream. They just kept talking in the theater.
So this guy has been waiting with weapons. I think he had like a thing to strangle the guy with. And a can of spray deodorant. And his plan was to tackle the guy, spray him in the face with, I assume, was a can of Axe to disorient him, strangle him in the street, wrap him up in a bed sheet, bring him back into his house undetected, hide him in the closet so he could fuck his corpse. He told the police all this.
Yeah.
The guy just beat the shit out of him.
That's great.
Just didn't have to say any of that. What happened? I was just trying to mug that guy.
For 6 weeks, he admitted to the police he has been sitting and planning this murder.
Oh.
And the jogger, he should have been jogging. the jogger just beat the shit out of him and held him down in the sidewalk till the police came.
It's
amazing. Natalie, how is there no video of this?
Natalie, fill us in. Am I correct?
You've filled us in. That's the whole story.
So, wait. So all,
is he saying it's from the movie Scream,
yes.
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He says, I just had it.
I was reading about this earlier because any and all Scream-related news comes across my palate pretty quick.
Dude, that's
yeah, he was, he's in.
Mama's cleaning my room.
So he just got beat up?
Yeah, he just
and then
the
he turned it into
and then admitted what he was doing. Like, what's the deodorant for? I was gonna subdue him before I murdered. What? Word we're not supposed to say anymore. Natalie?
Yeah, it just says that he allegedly wanted to keep the guy's body so that he could quote unquote play with it. Plan allegedly inspired by the movie Scream. And then there's.
I've seen Scream a lot.
Yeah, that's not in Scream.
It's not in there.
He just wanted to lick corn syrup and pig's blood off of that guy's naked dead body.
Anything else I'm missing, Natalie?
The only thing that I thought was funny that you haven't said is that there's a quote from his mom's boyfriend that says he wouldn't have
is
been
that
the
my
kid-
ex?
He wouldn't
Get
have been
back.
The
it's something expensive.
He wouldn't have been the kid you invited to the cool parties. He wouldn't have been the kid that had the cool shoes, unquote.
Try to catch me once. I'm a little too fast for him.
What a great lesson to plan your murders better,
and then like not admit to them when they don't like when they don't happen.
You also, just don't necessarily admit to your murders. Just like, hey, so this guy beat the shit out of you. What was going on? Oh, I was gonna murder him. You could just be like. You'd be like, that guy just beat me up in the street.
Well, it's like the bad guy in a movie where he has to say his evil plan because he's so proud of it. I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for that hunky jogger.
Well, you know the cops, too, the whole time he's talking, they're like, they're just realizing all the fucking paperwork. And they're like, shut up, shut up. You didn't do it. You didn't do
what
it.
What are you talking about?
All right, I fucking love that.
That's
Let's
crazy.
Do
it. What's his punishment?
I think he's getting attempted murder. Natalie?
Yeah, that's correct.
He's getting attempted. Nice. He went from.
Did he have all the shit?
What probably would have. So what did he have on him? I know it was deodorant and like what? I think it was deodorant and like maybe a rubber something like something to strangle him with. But it was all shit that like you could probably say was for the mugging. The one thing was a bed sheet. That would be hard to do. I was going to mug him and join the Ku Klux Klan.
What if he started like adding he started adding extra shit to like make himself sound good? And he's like, and then I was going to probably fuck him till he came so hard. Because I was just laying
I
it down.
I want to see if I can make his dead body come. I don't know why I had to do a Philly accent for that, but it did make it funnier.
Well, I feel like, you know, you vacate
fucking up, go birds.
Well, I know I know a corpse like vacates his bowels. I want to see if it vacates his balls.
I just won't make him come.
Natalie? He just had the deodorant and a bed sheet to allegedly drag him inside of the house from across the street.
What made him think deodorant was mace?
It was the only spray he had access to.
Not even Lysol?
Because his parents lock under the sink.
I'm going to take a wild guess. This guy was old cum. Natalie, how long have we been going?
Stepdad's a young stud.
In the show?
Yeah.
42 minutes?
All right, let's knock out. What do we got here?
Also, edit that part out.
Yeah. No, I'm not unhappy. I just want to know how long we've been doing and the clock's still going from the last show.
That's on me, sorry.
Delta passenger arrested for mooning the crew.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it, Natalie.
That's what's up,
sorry,
nigga.
Give me 2 seconds. Oh, it was an Irish man on a flight from Dublin to New York.
Go ahead.
He refused to wear a mask, threw a can that hit another passenger, and then mooned a flight attendant.
Shouldn't this be called Irish man flies?
Irish man on plane.
I was trying
Next
to
on a plane.
I was trying to see if they had a picture of him, but they don't.
So he
and then there was a complaint filed against him. He was for creating numerous disturbances.
Did he get any, like, lewd conduct or anything for the mooning? Because does that count as, like...
No, it's not. Hmm. It didn't make his charges any worse than they would have been already.
Do you think you get a higher charge for mooning if your balls were out the back, fall out the back?
No, I think showing somebody your asshole
isn't decent exposure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just charged for, where was it?
I mean, balls are, like, barely offensive.
Felony. So anytime for interfering with flight crew, that was pretty much it.
What a weird choice.
So wait, at what point?
Isn't mooning for things when you're getting away from someone at a velocity?
Yeah.
Not trapped on a cylinder in the sky?
Mooning's a far away thing that's like an exclamation point on whatever the activity sentence you just wrote. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Mooning's like the last thing you go, it's like, take that, coppers! Then you get the fuck out of there. You're not, because I've been on
here's
planes.
Here's something that tastes like copper.
Planes are tight. You don't got a lot of room to moon anyway.
Yeah, you got to get into the aisle.
Yeah.
And then where do you go? You're trapped.
Yeah.
You can't just get back in your seat.
People that pop off on planes, like, those videos make me anxious because I was like, they're so tight and they're like, what do you fucking do? Like, there's no fucking room.
Yeah, there's no end game.
Yeah.
You're literally landing to the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to imagine they're going extra. At what point in the flight did he, like, freak out about the mask? Because if it was, like, I don't know, I've never had to take a plane ride with the mask on and shit, but I could see that making people fucking crazy.
They got weird about the neck geeters. Here's actually the way.
Is true. I was given a mask.
I've been given masks now. It's just, like, annoying. You still wear those
things. You take the gator?
Yeah, I was always doing that.
Dude, you got to get the super thin ones that look real.
Dude, you can get... I saw a guy with literally a mesh mask, but, like, in the light, it just looked like a solid piece. And then when it was, like, you know, like, it's, like, half light right before you can, like, see. I was like, oh, I see this guy's whole face.
Yeah.
That seems aggressively, like... But here's the way to really get around the mask thing. Just buy a venti Starbucks right before you get on the plane. If you have a hyperventilation issue, like where like the mask is fucking with you on a plane, mm-hmm. just go to Starbucks and get the biggest fucking coffee. You have to wear your mask to your seat, and then they will not say anything to you at your seat. And then just drink beers the whole time. As long as you're spending money, they don't care.
I'll do that. I'm going on a plane later, so that's good to know because I haven't
later after this.
No, no, in a couple months, I have to take a plane ride, and I haven't had to do the fucking mask.
It's
thing.
Not that honestly, it's not that bad. It's a short plane ride.
It's not bad. So I wear the gator all the time, and the first few times I flew with it, they were real dicks about it. Like, no, you need, and they like the first time I went. Through, got my ticket, got everything, go through security, put my shoes, my wallet, and my computer through the machine. It's mm-hmm. on the other side. And the guy goes, you need a mask. And I had my gator on. I had my gator. He goes, no, you need a real mask. And I went, all right, where do I get one? And he goes, you're going to have to go to the other end of the airport and buy one.
Nah.
And I went, well, you have my shoes, my wallet, and everything.
Yeah.
I own on this trip, and it's on the other side of this.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh.
So now I'm shoeless and walletless, and I made a scene.
Well, that's why you need context, because, like, this story, I was like, if you were that, you know, remember the dude with the Burger King hat, like, say the N-word? You're like, if that was the beginning of the story, you're like, not good, but I get it.
He's talking about Jerry Lawler, by the way.
Yeah.
by the way, not too off. I lose my mind.
Yeah.
And start screaming at him. And I must have just caught somebody on the right day because a woman just flew over to me with a giant stack of mail. And she's like, honey, these are for free.
Oh, that's great.
Because I was full on like, I was.
Because you're also wearing a mask.
Wait, it was TSA?
Yeah.
So they're probably black. And they saw you freaking out. And they were like, I don't know what voodoo this is, but let's calm him down.
Oh, shit.
I was 10 seconds away from being...
They're like, Lord, Jerry Lee Lewis, let himself go.
I was 10 seconds away from being a video.
Yeah.
Like, guy flips out at airport. Star. I was screaming.
Oh, really?
At the guy about how stupid he was. I was like, you have everything I have on this trip. You want me to walk
barefoot? Duty-free giant bag of Skittles comes to life. Rampage's airport.
Duty-filled bag of Skittles.
A pack of Skittles written by Tim Burton, a tax employee.
Oh, shit. That's when I got trapped in Houston.
Oh. Okay.
During the snowstorm.
So they've been like weird. Like I was wearing those. I wore the neck gaiter on flights for a couple of times and it was like fine. And then it was like all of a sudden, like they were like, oh, you have to double it. And I was like, okay, this is still more comfortable for like, I just like to sleep on a plane.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, you need this mask. And I go, all right, this is kind of gay.
So what I started doing when they do that is I put that mask on and I put the gaiter over it.
Does that fuck with them?
To fuck with them.
Yeah.
So that people constantly have to come up to me and tell me I need a mask. And then I go, oh, and pull it down like they're annoying me and just make a game of that.
That's pretty fun, actually.
And I did that all day at an airport.
Well, in the airport, no one has ever told me to put a mask on.
I had it at LaGuardia.
Okay. But like, really?
Yeah.
Like a while ago?
It's whenever me and Lewis went to Cleveland. And everyone but us got COVID on that at that show, I think.
Dude, I was just on a train with Dave, and we were going to Connecticut, and literally this guy's like, hey, you got to wear masks. And he watched Dave literally strap it to his chin, and he goes, have a nice day, guys, and walked away. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It's like nobody actually cares about this.
Dude, that's how it is around where I live. Because like the county in Jersey where I live, they like that county specifically has a mask mandate, and like every store has a sign on. And I like walked in, and I was just like, "Nah, I'm good." And like everyone in there is rocking masks, but no one says shit to me. Like it's like
I was in South Brooklyn.
You can tell at this point, like most people don't fucking care anymore.
If you have one, what do you care if? Somebody else well, doesn't. Isn't it to protect you?
Well, that's the thing. That's the lot to get into deep COVID talk, but it's like if you have the vaccine and a mask, you're like, I shouldn't be affecting you. So, like, fucking fuck off.
Well, also, you can get N95s pretty easily now. It's not like 2 years ago. Just wear one of those. It filters out most of the shit.
Yeah. And then if
I just had COVID, I shouldn't have to wear a mask for 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. Should be get out
Zach
of jail
just
free.
Had COVID.
Yeah. I survived.
And he has blood cancer, like Meatloaf.
Yeah, no, like Louis Anderson.
Oh, yeah, Meatloaf had gravy blood.
Yeah.
Oh, they had a whole billboard for Meatloaf.
I saw it.
Dude, by my where I go to get groceries. Wait, there was a whole...
Was it one of the I saw one on the highway.
Yeah, it was an electronic one.
Yes, I saw driving back from the Funny Bone last night. I saw on the highway an R.I.P. Meatloaf.
Oh, yeah,
black and white.
Oh, no, mine was in color, but it was right by where, because I was getting groceries last night, and it was, like, right by there, and, yeah, just, they gave Meatloaf a whole fucking billboard. I think whoever runs the billboard company was just like,
I saw it was an R.I.P. Meatloaf in black, with, like, a black and white picture of him that was on the highway coming back from the Funny Bone last night.
Nice.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
Epic talent.
I saw, yeah, he fucking ruled. There was someone.
Solid sandwich, too.
Phenomenal sandwich.
Yeah. I haven't had meatloaf in a while. I think about it every day.
I'm a meatloaf guy. I really am a
fan.
It's
in my top five favorites.
Yo, since we're talking...
Top three loafs.
I like meatloaf. My mom makes great meatloaf.
Really?
Does it have to be ketchup on it?
Never. I'm a brown gravy guy. I'm a brown,
she
brown
gravy guy. She always put ketchup on it, and I thought that was the
on thing. Top?
Yeah, but it was like cooked into it.
That sounds awesome.
That's not bad. Yeah, I've
it's
had
really
that.
Fucking good.
I remember when I was younger, I tried to like dip it in ketchup because I would dip everything. I mean, I still do,
we know you're a child.
Fucking yeah. Meatloaf.
Look at my face. You know I dip it in ketchup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was a beard.
No, that's his wife.
Got him.
Big Vegas. Zach and Andy coming to Big Vegas.
Dude, I'm fucking craving my mom's meatloaf. I know that sounded weird.
That's fine.
That's so good. I don't know how to cook. I scramble
meatloaf
eggs.
Meatloaf is stupid easy to make.
Yeah, it's a cake.
It's a meat. It's a meatball for like old arthritic ladies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's like you just
you
mix
stuff
up.
You stuff meatball parts into a pan.
Yeah.
And then, throw it in the oven.
Is there any?
Order
like,
a
what's the loaf?
Natalie, order him like, a terrine off of the loaf Amazon, please.
The loaf is based off the like
the shape,
the container you put it in to cook it. It looks like a loaf after it cooks.
Just shape that shit and throw it in the oven. Throw it on a fucking cookie
because it just has that unique taste. Like,
yeah,
real loafy taste. You're not gonna be able to emulate your mom's meatloaf. I mean, she's doing something to that meatloaf that you don't know about.
I think I'm buzzed because this kombucha you got me is expired. And I think it's
hell yes.
I think it's fermented to where it's alcohol, and I don't drink. So
me and Zach have been doing ketamine for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
The truck stop my dad used to take me to as a kid because I had a great childhood.
Yeah,
that's where we would go for lunch all the time. They were famous for their meatloaf. It was called the Yankee Tower Diner.
Sorry,
it was called the Yankee Tower Diner, and they were very famous. Like meatloaf was their specialty, but every time we went, it was different.
Oh.
And I realized it was because the ingredients were just whatever they had a lot of went in the meatloaf. So sometimes there would be...
Oh, this is a crab meatloaf.
Yeah, a lot of onions. Sometimes there would be different vegetables in it.
Yeah.
Chris, as a cooking person, your thoughts on the entire hard-boiled egg inside the meatloaf?
That's what? A real... Ooh. I'll be honest. I'm going to throw this out there. That's like a fucking...
You guys know what I'm talking about?
I will fuck with that. There's like a weird Pakistani dish where it's like meatballs wrapped around a hard-boiled egg.
It's kind of like a Scotch egg.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay, I don't really do hard-boiled eggs, but if you surround it in meat, I'll definitely give it
and
a fucking
gravy
spin, dude.
Over it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to go to the Yankee Tower Diner to get the meatloaf and to see what color the broccoli was. And you would bet. And you would pick a color other than green. It was going to be gray, yellow.
Bluish.
Bluish sometimes. Mm. I've talked about the Yankee Tower Diner before. It was all like old, nasty diner waitresses, and I would be like 8 years old sitting at the counter. And I remember one time the guy was like arguing with the waitress about his bill, and he storms out. And I'm 8 years old sitting eating my meatloaf at the counter, and she just walks over to me and she goes, "You believe that fucking guy?"
Puts a cigarette out in your pancakes.
Yeah, another time we were there, and a guy got the fucking Gallimaud. First, he got Gallimaud at a truck stop. And
calamari.
I'm big dumb Italian.
Fair enough.
And he called over the waitress to say that there was a tooth in it. And she went like this, opened his mouth with her hands, looked and went, "It's not one of yours," and threw it in the garbage and walked away.
That's
it was a level of not caring about your job that I will admire for the rest of my life. The cook looked like, you remember Bluto from Popeye?
Yeah.
He looked exactly like that. And I remember one time, because you could see into the kitchen from the counter, and he had the pot of gravy, and it was a giant, like, could cook a child in pot. And we were watching him, and he takes the pot off the burner, puts it in the sink, puts his arm in it like this, runs it around, and then ate all the gravy off his forearm.
Damn.
Do you think diner waitresses like that fuck good?
I mean, yes. They did at a point. That's how they ended up.
Yeah, that's
diner
how they wound
waitresses.
Up being diner waitresses.
Oh, they were fucking too good.
They were fucking good.
Yeah, somebody busted that nut and then ran away.
Because whenever
now they're fucking serving moons over Miami. Yeah.
Whenever I'm at a diner like that, and you get a waitress calling you sweetheart and all that shit, and they're like they're not like that attractive, but like just their energy, you're like, oh yeah, you give great head. Like I can just feel it off that you give great head.
Dude, you at least used to give great head.
Yeah.
Like you,
that's how she lost her teeth.
Yeah. That's she got the rent control department.
Yeah, I had an old lady rub her fucking asshole on me last night at the Funny Bone.
Nice. Yeah.
I was sitting at the bar after the first show. And there was a lot of old people there. And this lady, she had to be in her late 50s, early 60s. Blonde, like, bouffant, like, trashy woman with her husband talking to another couple sitting next to me at the bar. Her and her husband had already told me they enjoyed the show. She's standing next to me, and I'm sitting on, like, a high seat at the bar. She turns around so that her husband can't see and starts rubbing her ass up and down my leg. And I turn around.
Now, this is a woman who knows who you are because her husband listens to you probably on his commute to work 3 times a week, right?
Maybe. Well, Or it could have just been people that were... We had a lot of people that weren't fans at the Funny Bone. We had a lot of, like, civilians.
Okay.
And she just started rubbing her ass up and down my leg. And I turned around, and she made dead eye contact with me and goes, "Oh, sorry." And went back to her husband. And I got up and went back to the green room, and he stopped me to shake my hand. And I wanted to be like, "Your wife's a whore."
That's crazy. He just shakes your hand. He's just like, "That means she likes you."
"What are you doing later?" Just, you ever been to Bigger Vegas?
She had a dirty, hairy asshole.
Oh, she was something. She was an older gal. Yeah. She had seen some miles. Let's do one more thing. Get out of here. Chris, what are you going to talk about?
All right, let's go here. Look at the dead pastor. Man taken to the post office in an attempt to claim his pension?
All right, yeah, that's funnier.
What were you going to say?
Weekend at Bernie style?
Yeah. I was going to say the Georgia pastor.
And his wife charged after disabled people found in their basement. Ooh. Can we combine those two?
Let's do Georgia first.
Yeah, let's just do it.
See where we go with it.
Yeah, holy shit. What? You know, Shannon sent us these two listed topics, and I'm going to throw this out there. This is a much better list of topics. Why did she load this whole list?
Yeah, I was going to say, we got
great topics.
She knew
we were going to be drunk by the second show that we're...
These are great topics, Shannon. Great job.
Yeah. Are we supposed to be... Oh, are we supposed to be pretending we didn't pre-record these a week in advance?
No, we've been wearing the same clothes and getting drunk in the studio for a week, Chris.
For a week, yeah, for days.
Tell us about this Georgia pastor, Natalie.
So, it says...
Natalie, who's in Jamaica right now.
I know, I was like, at least two people are going to comment and be like, "Why isn't Natalie in Jamaica right now?"
Why do they both talk like you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just did an impression of people who do an impression of you.
That's correct. A pastor and his wife were arrested after discovering multiple disabled people locked in the basement of an unlicensed quote-unquote group home.
Okay, so I want to know, basement family, pastor, right? I love a basement family.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a big favorite topic of mine. I want to know what, I assume this is, so Georgia... So mega church, this is a mega church situation. What's the sect of non-Catholic bad Christianity?
They could be some weird offshoot.
You think it's an evangelical?
Snake handlers.
You think it's a snake handler?
Something. It could be something weird.
It's called...
Hold on.
The snake handlers girlfriends. Yeah.
Fair enough. Let's throw this out there. Who wants to guess the color of the people in Atlanta that have a basement family?
Oh, white. I'm going white.
Basement family, white. Always white. But Georgia pastor makes me think this is the rare basement family. I want to see if we're crossing the color line.
All right,
basement families.
We're going to go around the table and talk about it. First, Natalie, Ray Charles, Georgia on my mind. put it on. And so, yes, so we have basement family pastor. Gut instinct says white.
Gut instinct says always white. But articles from Fox News probably could be black.
Ooh. Georgia past five. You know
well,
what?
Well, that's the thing.
Basement
family reads white. But then you say black. Georgia pastor. Yeah.
Basement apartment.
Pastor. Just the word pastor always reads black to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then it would be reverend.
Yeah.
But I think the bigger part is it's Georgia, not necessarily pastor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, those two words together lead you towards black.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So it's like a hard...
Now, maybe this was a...
Well, you don't have to use a hard...
Please Jesus.
Holy shit, come on. Nathan's got a career coming.
Caroline.
The guy's going to fucking Tuesday headline Caroline's, you piece of shit.
All right.
Yeah, that's hard to...
Nathan, what do you say? What color?
Are these like regular disabled? Is it sickle cell? Or is it like is it like Down syndrome? That would be...
You have all the information we have.
I think...
Disabled people, basement, Georgia pastor, Fox News article.
I'm going to say they're... the Fox News,
wait,
man.
They're disabled?
It said basement of disabled people.
Fox News could easily be doing a clickbait because they use Georgia pastor, which leads you to immediately go black. And you go, finally, a black one. That's what the Fox News audience would do.
The people in the basement were disabled, not necessarily the pastor couple.
Yeah, no, no, we know.
No, no, okay. They healed themselves. I wasn't sure if that was clearly. Clear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think they're white.
They were getting white.
Okay, let's be honest. Fox News does consider being black a disability.
But also too, Fox News doesn't necessarily mean he's black, because they could, like, because a lot of those websites, they do suggestive info, and then like three paragraphs in, yeah, they let you know who, yeah, yeah, let you know who, what they actually are.
All right,
are.
So I'm actually going to say I'm staying with white.
You're staying with white? What are you guys? You guys are both going white?
I think white.
Yeah, it all feels very white.
I'm taking the dark horse.
You taking black? Betting on black?
Yeah.
All right.
Always
Natalie,
been on black.
I don't think we're gonna get an answer to this, but Natalie, if you could help us out, is there a picture?
There's gotta be a mugshot.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Black lady?
A light skinned black lady.
Whoa!
I got to go!
I didn't even think lady was an element of any of this.
Hold on. This woman's light skinned, passes the paper bag test, the sitcom going to be fantastic. Jack Hay coming out of retirement, baby.
Wow.
All right, tell us about it, Natalie. What more information can we get out of this?
So it's a couple. They're in their 50s. There was a fire rescue crew responded to an unlicensed group home under the guise of a church. So we don't even know if necessarily there is a church.
There's no God.
An unlicensed group home.
Oh, fake
you mean
church.
A Foot Clan lair? I'm pretty. An unlicensed group home.
By the way,
you mean a fight club?
You know how bad I want to call a group of retarded people a Fruit by the Foot Clan. Tell us, keep filling us in.
Okay, so there were 8 people found inside who had been...
Only 6 chromosomes.
The church was called the One Step of Faith Second Chance. I don't know if that's real or if that's made up.
Yo, not the back pedal, but Fruit by the Foot Clan. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I think you know the name of the episode, Natalie. keep going.
That's pretty much it. Mm. Just so they're not. It says he claims to be a pastor and his wife. So like.
So that was the wife. So
yeah,
we don't know.
That was the wife.
Oh, the wife is the pastor.
No, the pastor and his wife.
Is there a picture of the pastor?
No, just the woman.
He's probably white then. If Fox News just posted his black wife.
What do you do as the cops when you're there? You're like, all right, be honest with us. You teach them to dance, or you teach them to fight?
Is this a fight club, or is this like a rec center? Which one?
You just got them strapped to row machines to power the megachurch.
Stwoke.
That's what they all had. They in the
I live across the street from like a what is, I think it's such a worse name than group home. It's called an adult daycare center.
Oh, I thought they were calling it a goop home, as it, the contents of their heads.
it says adult daycare center, and it's the saddest name I've ever heard. It's called Forever Young.
Oh.
And you can't not sing the song when you were Forever Young. I wanna be. And then just them.
No, it would be Forever Young. They have no choice but to be Forever Young.
If they wear sunglasses, you can't tell. Forever Young. And they go to the movies by me. And sometimes like they'll have like trips.
Oh, is it on Wednesday?
On $6 Wednesday, I've told the story before, I went on my birthday one year to see the new Rambo.
Nice.
And I go, who the fuck is going to see Rambo?
Wait, Rambo Last Blood or Rambo 4?
What's the newest one?
Last Blood is the Mexico one.
The Mexico one. I go, who the fuck is going to see Rambo at noon in Brooklyn? I walk in.
First of all, any dumb Italian on their break.
Well, that was me.
Yeah.
And four the rest teamsters. Of the theater was the entire Forever Young roster. there is no better way to see a Rambo movie.
I bet.
Because, boy, very invested. They loved it. And there was a guy behind me who every time anything violent happened, which was frequent, it was Rambo, went, uh-oh, 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 uh-oh.
Oh, no, dude.
Uh-oh. They all sounded like Rambo.
Yo, the fucking violence alarm of the fucking... Oh,
dude, he ripped the guy's clavicle out with his fingers, and there's just a guy behind me. Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh.
They identified with Stallone because they're like, he talks like us. Wait, were they white and special or black and special?
That was a good mix.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, dude. Melting pot of that? That's a good nice time.
Diverse batch of tards? That's nice.
A melting pot. A melting pot full of crayons. And we're cutting it there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Andy Malafarina, Panties in the Mouth
Panties
Podcast.
In the Mouth.
Chris Faga, Notes of a Goon, High Society Radio, Rhode Island Comedy Connection, Valentine's Day weekend with our good friend Justin Silver.
And if you come out and you come out and you say that you come out to me outside and you say you came to see the show because of this episode of the show, I promise I will run the lights so you don't have to hear much of Justin. I promise.
And most importantly, because it is his breakout performer show, Nathan Orton, Caroline's. February 15th.
I'll be back by 7 then. I'm probably going to go over there and just get drunk.
If you can hang out, if you can support him, that's what we are here to do. All right? Build up the new blood. Nathan's funny as fuck, and he deserves it.
Why did his brother bury the new blood, though?
Huh?
It's just for Zach. Just for Zach. Good night.
Nathan Orton. Caroline's February 15th, 7 p.m. Go there, support him. He's a good fucking dude and he deserves it.
Promo code, go to Caroline's, just through the calendar, you'll find the link. Promo code is Nathan. Tickets are just $10.
Well, also, you'll tweet it out on your social media. I'll retweet it. Zach will retweet it. Correct?
Absolutely. We'll put it all out there, buddy. Yeah. We're here to help you out. Thank you so much for doing the show.
Thanks for having
me. And we'll see you soon on the Real Ass Podcast.
Love you.
Goodbye.
That's all, folks.